Blog Talk Radio.
Run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Praise God. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. And before we get started, if you would be so kind, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Here you can post your prayer requests throughout the week. You can post testimony. You can ask questions in regards to the Bible and biblical questions in regards to life situations. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and follow the ministry. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. I'm being joined by my co-host, Sister Tangela Lewis. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Minger. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for asking. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time that we give our morning, our day, the issues of our life, the issues of this world, commands and instructions. We legislate things in the earth, and we walk them out by releasing our precious faith. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started. And as usual, we're going to start with some praise and worship before we go into prayer. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. Father, we give you the glory. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We uplift and magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you for waking us this morning. Father, many laid down last night with plans for the day, but did not wake up, O Heavenly Father. Father, the loved ones of those that have passed on, Father, those that have made their transition, Father, they expected them to wake up this morning. But Father, you touched us, Father, with the gift of life, and we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. We praise you with uplifted holy hands. We magnify your name. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, precious Lamb of God. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for peace. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Father God, we thank you and magnify your name. We thank you for all that you've done. Hallelujah. We thank you for the things that we're not even aware of. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and uplift your name. Hallelujah. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we are your children, Father. We uplift you this morning. We glorify your name this morning, Father. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your covenant promises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that it will go well with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We glorify your name this morning. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. We remind you, Father, of our prayers for the saints, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers for ministry leaders, Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, for our president and this nation, Father. We remind you, Father, of our prayers for the nations, O Heavenly Father. Peace in the nations, O Heavenly Father. Provision, Father, for the nations struggling, for the people within nations that are struggling, Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for the leaders of the nations, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you, Father. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we remind you, Father, that we have broke the grip. We have broke the influence of the enemy, Father, over this nation, O Heavenly Father. Those demonic entities, Father, in high places. Father, we have broken their grip. We have legislated, O Heavenly Father, that they must go, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Angels, go forth and clear them out. Cleanse the areas that they once inhabited. Those high places of government, those high places of industry, those high places of trade. Demons have been ordered in the name of Jesus, cast out. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you of our prayers for the military, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father. We remind you of the prayers, Father. We have prayed for those incarcerated, Father. We remind you of the prayers, Father, for those that are married, Father. Those that are parents, Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers, O Heavenly Father, for anointing, Father, anointing on parents, Father, to raise their children, anointing, O Heavenly Father, to lead countries, Father, anointing, Father, to carry out the assignments that you've given us, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. Anointing, Father, on those Christians that have been persecuted. We remind you of our prayers for protection, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our children, their safety, their well-being, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we remind you, Father. We remind you, Father, of our prayers, Father, our decrees, Father, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and praise your holy name for healing. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to come before you giving you thanks, Father. We thank you, Father. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Father. Father, here we are, Father. There are two or more of your children gathered in your name. Father, we welcome you, for you are in the midst of us. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to have your way this morning as we come before the throne of grace with prayer, with declarations, legislating things in this earth. Hallelujah. Father, we just decree and declare in the name of Jesus that your will be done in earth, Father, in these earthen vessels, O Heavenly Father, so that your will be done on earth, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank you for victory, O Heavenly Father, for you have gone before us, O Heavenly Father. Give us the strength, Father. Give us the confidence, the tenacity to possess the land that you have laid before us, O Heavenly Father, to know, Father, that you are for us and not against us, Father, that no one can stand before us, O Heavenly Father. We are invincible, Father, because you have gone before us. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the desires of our hearts because we delight in you, Father. Help us to delight in you even more, Father. Hallelujah. Help us to mature, Father, in your word, Father, in your promises, in your covenant, Father, in the kingdom, Father. Help us to trust you in every situation, Father. Hallelujah, Father. And let us carry out, Father, your command that the just, the righteous ones, your children, Father, that we must live, we must operate in faith, Father. As you have reminded us time and time again, Father, that the just shall must live by faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, Father. We uplift your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We give you praise this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace in our households, Father. We thank you for households, Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for the homeless, Father. Those, Father, that aren't in their right minds, O Heavenly Father. Those that have no provision in their cupboards, O Heavenly Father, in their homes, Father. We remind you of them, Father, and that we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We remind you of your promises, Father, that you, Father, our God, Father, you will supply our provisions, Father. That you, our God, that you, Father, will supply, Father, whatever we ask, Father. So we intercede for those, Father, that don't have, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray your provisions, O Heavenly Father, that your provision in their lives are abundant. Whatever is needed, Father, food, finances, Father, joy, strength, Father, fellowship with you, Father. Whatever is needed, Father, healing. Whatever provision is needed, Father. We just ask you to move, Father, by your Spirit, O Heavenly Father, and provide. Even for the sinner, Father. Provide for them, Father. Touch their hearts, Father, that they might receive salvation when they hear the gospel. Father, we even want to pray for those who have recently, Father, accepted salvation among the nations, Father, but don't have the written word. Father, we are asking you, Father, to place your word in their hands and in their hearts, Father. Father, anoint them, Father, with the spirit of maturity. So when they hear the word, they will mature and do the word, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this season, Father. We thank you, Father, that something mighty is going on, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, Father. We just thank you, Father, for even your prophetic word, Father, that has gone forth, O Heavenly Father. We stand in agreement with your word, O Heavenly Father. We ask, Father, that you help us live out the Logos word, O Heavenly Father, so that we may live and operate in the realm of God. We just thank you this morning, Father. We uplift your name this morning. Father, clear our ears to hear you. We yearn to hear from you, Father. Your children yearn to hear from you, Father, regularly. Help us to quiet ourselves, Father. Help us to just focus and meditate on your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. Help us to do all the things, Father, that we need to do to press into you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we bind the hands, we bind the efforts, we bind the plans of the enemy, Father, to keep us from pressing into you, Father. To keep us from maturing, Father, in your word, in your ways, your wisdom, Father. We bind and break the grip of the enemy, O Heavenly Father, trying to remind us of failures in the past, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. In this instance, Father, give us a short memory, Father. Help us to remember the victories, Father, the things that you have done, Father, the blessings that you have placed in our lives, Father. Help us to focus on those things, Father, the things of good report, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Father, we remind you of our children, O Heavenly, the prayers that we have prayed for our children, Father, those that are graduating, Father, those that are going out on prom, those that are celebrating, Father. Give your angels charge over them that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, bless those that are going to college, O Heavenly Father. Some are short of finances, O Heavenly Father. Father, so we pray, Father, that finances are available now, Father, in the name of Father. Every responsibility, Father, has been met, Father. And just anoint their hands, Father. Anoint their minds, Father, so that they will go to school, Father, and get all that they can, Father. Help them, Father, to get natural knowledge and natural wisdom. Father, we ask you to anoint them with supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray this for ourselves. Give us a supernatural understanding of the kingdom, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We remind you, Father, of our prayers, Father, for those that are suffering with depression, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the joy of you be their strength, Father. Strengthen them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We remind you of our prayers for those that have lost loved ones, Father, who have made their transition. So, Father, we ask that you just lift them up, Father, that you strengthen them, Father, that you comfort them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send them all that they need right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, let them touch your garment, hallelujah. We decree and declare that the virtue of you flows into them, Father, and rebuilds them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray over kingdom businesses, Father. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you bring customers, clients from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You favor kingdom businesses, Father. Give wisdom to the owners, Father. Give revelation to them, Father. Bring employees, O Heavenly Father, that are trustworthy, that are reliable, that are anointed, Father, to help push those business into the realm of success. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Even bless the customers and the clients, O Heavenly Father, so that they'll come back. They will bring other customers and clients on in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are on traditional jobs, Lord. Anoint them, Father, to be promoted, Father. Keep their names in the mouths and the ears and the hearts of their employers, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. Those that do not have jobs, Father, we pray and decree and declare open doors, O Heavenly Father. We create jobs for them now, Father, through prayer and through these declarations, Father, that all is well with them, Father, that everything they touch will prosper. Father, that you have strategically placed them in position, Father, to be extremely blessed. For surely you have established your arm with us, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. And, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you, our Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, our Father. For, Father, we know you through the Son, our Savior, our Messiah. And we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, has been enlightened, Father. And you continue to enlighten. You have flooded our hearts with light by Holy Spirit so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, Father, your children, the saints, your righteous one, your people, and so that we will know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe, how to use it and how to live by it. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and you seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that has been named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you have placed all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for flooding our hearts with light, giving us understanding, Father, giving us wisdom, Father. Father, give us the desire to seek wisdom, Father. Many times, Father, we get comfortable with the level of wisdom that we're at, Father. But let us continue to seek wisdom, Father. Help us to seek understanding, Father. Give us a thirst for wisdom, a thirst for understanding. Father, you said it's better than the choicest gold. Give us a thirst and a desire to press into you, Father. For this world needs, Father, children of light, Father, that are pressed into you, Father. Help us press into you, Father, 24/7, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to take this time to pray for those, O Heavenly Father, Father, that are dealing with those, Father, that are dealing with alcoholism, Father, drug addiction, Father, those that are dealing with addictions, Father. We decree and declare their victory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that you brought them out, Father. You've given them victory, Father. The hands, the grip, the focus of the enemy, Father, has been broken today, Father. We decree and declare the desire, the taste, Father, for these things have been removed, Father. They have been removed from the desire for them have been removed from their physical bodies, Father, and even removed from their psyche, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our Sabbath. You are our rest, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we rest in you. You are our shepherd. Hallelujah. We shall not want, for your promises have covered everything that we can desire. And we thank you. Your blessing makes us wealthy in all things and adds no painful toil to it. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you that you will never leave us or forsake us. So, Father, we ask you for a higher level of fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus. Father, in all these things that we have brought before your throne of grace this morning, Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Father, we stand on the law of agreement. It has and must be done for you, Father, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we do decree these things to be so. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. We are joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
I'm great, Pastor Melvin.
Amen. 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 And we have our own apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton, the overseer of Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries Incorporated, and we want to give her a chance to speak. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
God bless you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Praise God. Thank you for joining in this morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Will you be praying this morning or are you just listening in?
I'm gonna try to pray. And because we are being taped, for those who would be listening in, the reason why there may not be a prayer out of me this morning is because I am due to another assignment shortly, but I wanted to sit under the prayer, the anointing this morning, and allow God to be my commandment as I get ready to venture out. So, yes, I would like for you all to proceed with the program.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Listeners, please go to our Facebook page and follow the ministry. Like the page. Here you can leave your testimony. Here you can leave prayer requests throughout the week. You can ask biblical questions. You can ask biblical questions in relation to everyday life. So please engage the ministry. And that's one of the ways to press into God, is by engaging his word and engaging the word, living out the word in our daily lives. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and connect with the ministry. Trust me, you will not be sorry. We're going to turn it over to one of our co-hosts, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Before we do that, Let us take some prayer requests. Sister Chantella, are you on the line? Caller from 5541, are you on the line? Can you hear us? Okay, I don't think that caller can hear us. We do have our faithful Brother Francis on the line. Hello, Brother Francis. How are you?
Pastor, thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. How's the family? How's your family?
Oh, they are great. Thank you for the prayers. We pray for them.
You're more than welcome. Did you have a prayer request?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, praise God. Well, that's good to hear. Again, thank you for joining us. Thank you again for being faithful to the line. And we're praying that God continues to bless you mightily because you are faithful. So we thank you so much.
Amen.
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 And now we're going to turn it over to Deaconess Angela Campbell to lead us in prayer.
Father God, we just continue to thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we just continue to magnify you, God, and to give your name glory because you are awesome. You're powerful, you're mighty, you're sovereign, you're righteous, you're holy, you're omnipotent, you're great. You are the greatest God. God, we just give your name praises. You are worthy, worthy, worthy of praises, God. You're worthy to be exalted, God. You're worthy to be magnified, God. You're worthy to be given all of the honor, God. You sit high, Father God, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for it, God. You sit high, God. You said that heaven is your throne and earth is your footstool. Thank you for being an awesome, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful God. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are awesome, God. You're wonderful, God. We don't get tired of giving you praises, Father God. Thank you, Korasi. Thank you. Thank you, Koramamande Korabase. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your guidance during this prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for igniting our prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being our prayer partner. For bringing things back to our remembrance. Thank you for helping us to intercede. Thank you, Korabase. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We exalt you on today. We give your name praises and honor and majesty. It all belongs, hallelujah, it all belongs to you. God, we give your name the praises. We thank thank you on today. Hallelujah. You are holy, God. Holy, 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 God. All majesty belongs to you. Majesty, 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 all majesty belongs to you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your protection on today, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for the angels that have been dispatched, God. We thank you for the angels that have already been dispatched. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. And every call, and every tongue that rises rise up against us shall be brought low. Thank you, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that you deal with our enemy. We thank you that your arm is not too short to deliver. We thank you, Kande Obo Si. We thank you that we don't have to be anxious for anything. Because your rod and your staff, they are there for us. Thank you, God. Thank you. We thank you for your hedge of protection on today. We thank you for your hedge of protection on today. We thank you, Father God, that 1,000 might fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but by no means will any harm come nigh us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you that in a world of uncertainty, you are the certain one. There is nothing uncertain about you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We call Rababade. We don't have to be anxious for anything, but in all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we make known our requests unto you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we give your name the praises, God. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. That while the enemy may try to form a weapon, it will not prosper. Hallelujah, God. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. We thank you, God, that he could form a weapon, but it will not prosper. We thank you for your protection on today, God. We say, we thank you that because intercession is going forth, because prayers are going forth, that the plans of the enemy are thwarted. We thank you that the wickedness has been shaken out. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for that reminder on today, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And every tongue that rises up against us shall be brought low. We declare and decree we will not worry about words that have been released over us. We cancel them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that will any word that will words that will release that don't line up with you, God, we cancel them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. That the plans of the enemy will not prosper. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your hedge of protection on the west side. We call around the video, for those girls that were missing. God, we thank you. All throughout the city of Chicago, we thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for your angels that have been dispatched on that west side to cover those babies. We do call you in remembrance of our prayers over our children. And we do trust you, God. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Not just in Chicago. All over the United States and those that are listening all throughout the world. In other countries, we thank you for your edge of protection. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you as we quote our mama, as we travel throughout this day. God, we thank you as the apostle goes on her assignment. God, we thank you. As we're at work, where the brother friends is at work or at home. God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you. 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 Thank you. Arababa de Korabasi, Roche Koramama Mande, Rosha Nabakaste, Randabokosi, and we thank you, God. Not only for protection, but we thank you for favor on today. As apostle goes on our assignment, favor, favor, favor. Favor, God. Favorable outcomes. Things being completed. Exactly how she wanted and desired them to be. How in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor, Roche, for brother friends on his job, with his employers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Favor, favor, favor. We thank you, God, not only for protection, but for favor. Favor for Pastor Melvin, God. Roche, Amande, Caste. Roche, whatever he puts his hands to. Say, Kanande, Korabaste. Favor those that are on the line and those that will listen later on. We declare favor in the mighty name of favor in the name of Jesus. Favorable outcomes. Favorable outcomes. An ability to move through that thing. When it felt like it was going slowly, God, in the past, God, we thank you for a sprinting, a quick accomplishing of that thing. Because of your favor, what looked like was taking a long time, we thank you for a quick accomplishing of that thing, a sprinting of that thing. Because of your favor, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We declare and decree, Roshe Kande. Your word says, can a nation be born in a day? Is there anything too hard for you? No. Because you are the God of all things. You are Alpha and Omega, God. Not only do you protect us, but you favor us. God, we thank you. 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 God, we declare your favor all over laborers for Christ and follow me as I follow Christ's ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Over Archbishop, your favor, your favor, God. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you, Koro Manande Korabasi. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. And even as the favor increases, God, we thank you that your protection continues to increase. Thank you. God, we thank you on today. God, we believe your word on today. God, we thank you. We ask these things because you said you have not, because you ask not. God, we ask not because we ask not. So, God, we ask you for an extravagant thing on today, extravagant favor. Oh, God, extravagant favor, things that we couldn't even fathom because you said that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask for. seek. So right out of our seat, God, because we have not asked, Father God, we have not received. So God, do something exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think on today. Let the favor be at the level on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you. We believe you. We believe your word. We believe you, God. We believe you. We're asking for the kaniomasi, the extravagant on today. In your favor, because you said we could ask for it. Ikorabasi. We're asking, God, that you continue to have your way in everything, God, that you do in our life. God, we thank you. We thank you.
Yes.
Wow, we thank you. We thank you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sister Kenyatta, do we have you on the line?
Yes.
Sister Kenyatta, are you there?
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear
me? Yes, praise the Lord. Yes.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. How are you?
All is well, and how are you?
We're doing just fine. Thank you so much for asking. It is such a joy to have you in our midst and on the line this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We have truly missed you, woman of God.
I miss you guys. It's a blessing to be on the line and to hear the powerful prayers that are going forth. The Spirit is truly on this line today.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Everyone, this is one of our co-laborers, just a woman that loves God, powerful woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
And we just want to welcome her. Would you lead us in prayer, Sister Kenyatta?
Praise the Lord, yes. Dear Lord Jesus, we come today, Lord, just thanking you for who you are, what you are. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, what you have done, and what you're going to do, Lord. We just lift you up because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for being so faithful. We thank you for being so loving. We thank you for being so kind, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you made a way out of no way, Father. We thank you, Father, for the midnight hours when you held us and rocked us and wiped the tears from our eyes, Lord. We just thank you for being there with us, Father, in spite of our shortcomings, Father. We thank you, Father, that you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father. We thank you, Father, that you said you will be with us always, even till the end of the world. We thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you because you are a mighty God, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us, Father. Even, Father, when we didn't even know ourselves, Father, you were making plans for us, Father. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you that you blessed us, Father. We thank you that you chose us, Father. Even when we didn't even know ourselves, you chose us, Lord. And we just thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father. And this day, Father, we're going to stand on your word, Father. When nothing else that we can do, Father, we will stand in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you for defeating Satan, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that we can go out and come in and be blessed in our coming and our going, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father. And, Father, right now we plead the blood of Jesus over all of our kids, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless them in the name of Jesus. And we command the hand of Satan to be taken off of them right now in Jesus' name, that our kids will put down guns, put down knives, and they will pick up the Bible and read your word, Father. We declare and decree right now, Father, that your word will not return unto you void in the name of Jesus, Father. We just bless your holy name, Father. We bless the city of Flint, Father, in the water crisis, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. No weapon for Father. Father, we bless every soul that has been affected by this water, Father, and we just bless their insides and their outs.
that they will be better than they have been before, Lord Jesus, and that this water crisis will not defeat the city of Flint, Father, that your word will go forth. Blessings will go forth. Healing will go forth. Restoration will go forth. Deliverance will go forth. In the name of Jesus, that city of Flint will rise up and call you, Lord Jesus, that you are our mighty God, that you are a healer, you are a redeemer, you are a supplier. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father, because we know your word is powerful, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father, and all over this United States of America, we plead the blood of Jesus right now in Jesus' name, that in God we will trust. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just bless your holy name because you are a mighty God, Father. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and we bless this line, Father, that this line will go forth and bring forth souls that will be saved and delivered and restored. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name, Father. We love you, we praise you, we lift you, and we plead the blood of Jesus and seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We stand in agreement with that prayer. Sister Kenyatta, again, thank you so much for leading us in prayer.
Pastor Mallory, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, all. As Sister Kenyatta was praying, I just wanted to release the word of the Lord in accordance with what you all see as a water crisis. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, don't curse your crisis, that I am causing men to draw unto the living water.
Praise
where
the Lord.
Where I have been ignored down through the years, I will be ignored no more.
Praise the Lord.
Causing men to come unto me.
Yes,
unless
Lord.
There
yes.
be a crisis, there would not be a call. So
praise
God
the Lord.
Is saying that they wouldn't call upon his name unless he calls the crisis.
Yes,
so sometimes what we see is something as the enemy is the hand of God.
Yes.
And so we thank you, Lord God, for another chance for the people.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, because you saw fit to
save
the sin sick souls before it's too late.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, Jesus.
Because you didn't have to do it, but because of your word of grace and mercy,
you're
causing men, Lord God, to come and live unto thee. You're causing men and women and children, Lord God, to trust you when they would not have trusted by their own means, by their own flesh. But, Lord God, you put a shaking and a quaking in the earth to have the people to draw unto the living water where they will thirst no more.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You right now, Lord God, that none will be skipped over, Lord God. None will be forgotten because it's your desire, Lord God, that the church be added to daily. Thank you for the multiplication of the souls and that heaven's boundaries are broadening and they're lengthening and they're getting deeper because of your mighty hand, Lord Jesus. I thank you right now because people like your daughter, Kenyatta, Lord God, she's standing firm and flat-footed upon the earth and she's interceding, becoming that prayer gap on behalf of the people. Strengthen her in such a time as this, Lord God, so that she might be able to witness and evangelize to the hungry and the thirsty. In the mighty name of Jesus.
build that hedge of protection around her, that the enemy cannot come along and give her a hidden uppercut. But Lord God, put a hedge around her and her children in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Cover them with the blood of the Lamb. So that, Lord God, when she goes out into the highways and the byways to compel men to come, Lord God, she's not hit with a rock and she's not scratched by a witch, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
But I thank you right now, Robo Shete de Lilio. Fanda,
yes,
for the cloak of protection.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord God, that her eyes have a 20/20 vision in the spirit realm.
Yes.
To see when a fiery doubt is coming her way.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. I magnify your name.
Yes,
I give you glory today. We honor you.
Yes, Lord.
We honor you, God, for none other is worthy but you.
Praise your holy name.
Abba, Father. Move by your spirit the more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Jesus.
And I decree
you
so.
Yes, Lord.
In
the name of Jesus.
Apostle, I just wanted to confirm that word. When I was praying earlier, the Lord had just given me purposeful fellowship. It is now time for purposeful fellowship. It is now time to press into God. Nothing is more important than pressing into God right now. Now, I got to take care of my children. I have work. Nothing supersedes the need to press into God. God wants to do some mighty, mighty things, but this will be ignited through the body of Christ through pressing into God, through purposeful fellowship. And he's saying that without purposeful fellowship, without pressing into him, we're going to miss out on some wonderful and mighty things, some things that we've been praying for, some things that we've been desiring. We to achieve those things and get those things, we now have to press into God. There is a spirit of maturity that's needed, and that is pressing into God, fellowshipping with God. Amen. That's all I have, but that's what the Lord gave me this morning. So we're going to go. So please, please take that word to heart. Listeners, please take that word to heart. To just press into the Lord and move into a position of purposeful, tenacious fellowship with God, for He is a rewarder of those that seek Him out. So we're going to continue on with prayer. The Lord had placed some things on my heart. So, Father, we just continue to uplift your name. We continue to magnify your name. We continue, Father, to give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that you just continue to strengthen your children, Father. Father, we decree and declare victory, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. On every front, Father, we decree and declare, we even proclaim victory, Father. We let the land know, Father, that we are victorious, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Who can stand against us, Father? Because you are with us, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, anything that we come against, Father, we are victorious over it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we proclaim victory in earth and in heaven, Father, that we are victorious, Father, on every side, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We are victorious, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father, for victory. We thank you for victory, Father. We thank you for victory, Father. We thank you for victory, Father, in the nations, Father. Victory in this nation, Father, over the enemy, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, your word says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Father, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Father, we proclaim victory over wicked spirits, Father. We proclaim victory this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We proclaim victory for the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for wounds right now, O Heavenly Father. Wounds, O Heavenly Father, that have not been able to produce children. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the wounds are healed. Father, they are restored right now, Father. And Father, they will give birth to anointed, Father, anointed children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you to remove your hands off these unborn children. I command you in the name of Jesus to remove your hands off their wounds, off their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Father, you are bringing forth, Father, a generation of Samuel's, Father. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we dedicate these children to you, to the kingdom, to your work, to your will, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are bringing forth, Father, what creation has been groaning for. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for even hearts that need to be healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just decree and declare right now that hearts are healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those hurt, Father, in the church, in the ministry, Father, they are healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. And you have given them a thick skin, Father, right now, Father. We decree and declare their return and their maturity in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the victory, Father, that you have just brought to their lives right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Victory, 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 Father. Help us to press into you, Father. Help us, Father, in our pursuit of purposeful fellowship, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Those that are battle-weary, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, Father, that you touch them, Father. Strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, and these words that we have spoken, Father, that we have decreed, Father, they are so in your Son's mighty and matchless name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commending your morning. Praise God. Go to our Facebook page 3, and like the page. The ministry, post your prayer requests, post your testimonies. We definitely like to hear testimonies. You can ask biblical questions in regards to the Bible, in regards to life applications as well. Also, please visit the page. Often we'll be posting updates on our 12-hour prayer summit that's coming up here very soon. We definitely like you to be a part of that time. That there's always a move of God during that summit. So we would definitely want the men and women of God, and even those who have not received salvation, to be a part of that. And hopefully you will receive the gift of salvation. Well, our time is growing short. I just want to ask anyone on the line, is there a word from the Lord? Okay. I just want to, again, reiterate what God had given me. Purposeful fellowship. Fellowship. And if we don't know what purposeful fellowship looks like, that's waking up earlier in the morning to commit time to not only pray, but to talk to God. Maybe during our lunch hour, drawing away, as the old saints did years and years ago, to talk to God. Going to bed a little earlier and giving God a little time to talk to God, to go over the events of your day. When issues come up and we typically just react, we now include God and ask God, Lord, what should I do in this situation? What would you have your sheep do in this situation? Press into God. Get into the Word. When you write out plans for your life, include the supernatural. The Bible tells us, God's Word tells us to write the vision. When we write the vision, include God, include the supernatural, include the miraculous. Meditate on the Word of God, which means to keep repeating the Word of God. Never let the law or the Word of God leave your mouth. Speak the word of God, because it will not return unto him void. And if it won't return unto God void, it can't return unto you void. We know that situations will arise that will test our faith. But again, because of purposeful fellowship, we have positioned ourselves to hear God in every situation, about everything. And I'm not only giving you what God has given me, I'm preaching to myself. So again, just walk that walk that walk of purposeful fellowship in this season, and you, and this is what God is saying, you are going to be truly, truly, truly amazed at who he is. He is the living God, and he's saying treat him as the living God. Press into him, talk to him, reach out to him, interact with him all day long. Amen. So our time is drawing nigh. I'm at a loss for words right now. But anyways, please join us next week, same time. Pray for us throughout the week as we pray for you. We pray that and decree and declare that the favor of God goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. And because God favors you, rules change, laws change, protocols change, the hearts and minds of people change, relationships change, situations change. All these things change, but they change in your favor because God favors you. He blesses you so that you can be a blessing to others. So we love you. We pray that all is well with you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. God bless.
Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
say
amen.
Yeah. Can I get a for what His word says. God has spoken. Let the healing of your body,
amen,
to the raising of the dead,
amen,
no matter how you feel it,
amen,
or how your world is reeling,
amen,
battle on through the night,
amen,
cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen,
even in the valley,
amen,
or standing at your Red Sea, continue to say,
amen,
cause your help. The church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen.